national anthem that the Chinese people are very, very proud of. And I imagine that'll be played along with the Australian national anthem before this Port Adelaide v? Game of footy in Shanghai, hopefully in 2017. It's an extraordinary announcement that Port Adelaide have made alongside the AFL CEO and the CEO of Australia, a bloke by the name of Malcolm Turnbull. Keith Thomas was shoulder to shoulder with some very important men only a matter of a couple of hours ago, and he joins us. Hi, Keith.
Andy, gee, what a remarkable day for a little old club from Adelaide.
From Albert and Oval to Shanghai, Albert mate. And there's so many questions I've got, and hopefully we can get through half of them. It's a great deal. So, first of all, congratulations. In terms of the financials, it sounds like it's going to be a really important deal for your footy club for at least the next sort of 3 or 4 years.
Yes. Yeah. So, Andy, we started down this track about 2 years ago, and really what we thought there were commercial opportunities to be had in China. It's a very important trading partner for South Australia and Australia, as everyone knows, and we really just started in a very humble way with a little relationship with the Hong Kong Footy Club. We felt as if we had to impress upon the Chinese community that we were here for the long haul and that we were invested in this relationship. So we sponsor now the South China AFL, the Guangdong AFL. We bring Team China, a group of kids, university kids who represent China out of Guangzhou to Australia. And so we've been doing that over the last couple of years. And we then, through those relationships, we came across a guy called Mr. Gui. He is a very, very significant property developer in Shanghai. And we invited him to a game. It was Fremantle versus Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval last year, and he was absolutely captivated by the game and the spectacle and the athleticism of our players. And from that moment on, he has really worked with us on a plan to bring Australian football to China. Mm. And it's not I think one of your callers asked a minute ago about, you know, what's the difference between the Brisbane game in 2010 and what we're planning here? Well, the difference is that what we're building here is a whole approach to the idea of building a new AFL community in a foreign land. Yeah. So it involves grassroots, game development, business development, social diplomacy, sport diplomacy. It really is a very far-ranging agreement. And the significance of a game is that it's just another major statement of intent that the AFL and Port Adelaide can make about establishing a game here. And it's one of many. We announced an agreement with CCTV last week, which was for the first time AFL football is being broadcast. Our games are being broadcast live into China, mainland China, which was very significant. We've got agreements with schools. We've got major agreements with social media outlets and WeChat and Weibo. So it's a very substantial plan, not just an exhibition game. I think that's the significant difference.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's for 4 points. Will it? I mean, Keith, are you confident it will happen next year?
Yeah. The challenge is, there's very strong intent and commitment to make it happen, but there are also very significant logistical issues. I probably at the start of this journey a couple of years ago, I underestimated the extent of that.
Yep.
But we have to find. We've found a stadium that is big enough to hold AFL. The challenge now is that we've got to find a way of turfing it. We're in discussions with international turf consultants. The AFL accompanied us a month ago to inspect the ground. So we are advanced in our thinking. We believe it can be done. We now just have to pull our resources to ensure that it does. But I'm not pretending that it's not a big undertaking. It is.
How do you, I mean, obviously money is going to be at the forefront of the answer to this question, but how do you, you don't want to give up a home game, which I think is, you know, in the eyes of a lot of people here, unusual. You know, people will say, well, if you're that committed to China, then surely you're prepared to convince your supporter base that you'd be, that they should see the benefit in giving up a home game for this one.
Yes, and I understand that sentiment. I think that the Adelaide Oval contractual situation is difficult and to get out of. And so we, before going down this track, we started conversations with some clubs and with the AFL about how could it work. And we're aware that there are clubs who would be prepared to have that conversation. I think, like, commercially, it's advantageous for them, and two, it provides perhaps potential future opportunities as well. So, it really, from our point of view, our Adelaide Oval scenario is, you know, is difficult to manoeuvre, but we didn't want to lose the opportunity, and we think that it can be done with all parties being suitably recompensed and looked after.
Well, it obviously helps to have the AFL on board and in the same corner on this. Look, this is a crass question, but what sort of cost will it be? What sort of recompense, if you're in the same situation of a club that you're going to have to try and attract to be your opponent, to give up a home game, what sort of, are you in any position to tell us what kind of figure we're looking at here?
Not really. I don't want to concentrate on that, but be aware that clubs have been doing this sort of thing for years. Yeah, for example, we travel to the Northern Territory as the away team each year. Melbourne go as the home team. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a similar sort of an agreement, right? So it's not foreign territory, and it's not necessarily the biggest expense that we're going to face achieving this. The expense of creating the infrastructure, you know, getting all of your broadcast team and your two teams across there, and all that goes around a game for premiership points, is a very significant investment. But it's also a very significant statement if we can pull it off. And as I said, that was the purpose of this memorandum of understanding that we signed with the Prime Minister today, was that you have got the governments in both countries. You've got the governing body of football and a club and a major partner, commercial partner, all really keen to make it happen. And so, you know, I think we've just got to do what we've always done and just have a go and try and create something really special. I think we can.
Your first answer, I think, perfectly illustrated the magnitude of it and the amount of work that the footy club's done to make this possible. Yeah. So that was the why. I mean, you've answered that perfectly. Was there any... I know we've got to let you go, but just one last one. The competition for these sort of marketplaces is, you know, really intense amongst sporting organisations from all over the world. And we know that the National Football League in America is planning to take a game to China in 2018. You know, if we can accelerate it to the point that we get in there first and play next year, you guys get in there first and play next year, is that a consideration at all?
It was. We were really well advanced in our thinking anyway, and we were committed to trying to do it in as quickly as we could in 2017. And then the NFL announcement came out, and my immediate thought, and I certainly made Gil aware of this, was it would be fantastic. I reckon the dynamic you've got in China is that they are open to new sporting cultures. Right now, the government over here is very committed to engaging with non-traditional sports for the Chinese people. And if we can be making major statements in the year throughout 2017 ahead of another, you know, enormously large brand and competition, I think that's advantageous.
It's phenomenal, Keith. It's a really phenomenal development in the history of Australian rules football, and your footy club clearly is to be congratulated. The amount of foresight and planning and work you've done. Congratulations. Let's see what it all looks like, and hopefully we're around in enough time to see where it actually takes us in the end. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Look, Andy, thank you. I really appreciate your support, mate. And look, I think I know that people are going to be focused on the game, and that's fantastic because it's a statement. But there is an enormous amount of work that is already in place. The ground has already been broken, and we are the game, which I think all of us who love the game is on its way in China.